www.ca. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, this is Robin, and you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, coming from UBC. And I hope that you guys all had a really good Halloween weekend. I saw a lot of really awesome costumes around. Also, nothing really. I was just going to mention something that's not really important. But what we just heard was from Peggy Lee and Dylan Vandership. I keep wanting to say something else. And the CD was called These Are Our Shoes. And I think it came out about 10 years ago, actually, so it's not a new CD. But it came out on Spool Records, so I think this was even before the time of Drip Audio. It's 18 improvs with cello and drums. Peggy Lee plays cello, and Dylan plays the drums. And she also has, actually, the Peggy Lee Band, which is still doing recordings, and actually has a new album coming out really soon, or maybe it is already out, called New Code. So something to watch out for. And Vandership has also another trio with Butcher and Mueller. And I think that they are playing at 1067 in the next few weeks, too. So, yeah, both these artists are really prominent in Vancouver's scene. And I think, yeah, they both have recordings on Drip Audio. So that was that. That's going to be the feature, so we're going to be playing a few things from them throughout the course of the show. Up next, though, is something by Richard Pinhas and Mertzbau called Kyo Line. And this is a CD by these two musicians who are very important figures in electronic rock these days. And Mertzbau's music is very noise-based, while Richard's music... His electronic skills are well known in the rock contemporary spheres. The Mertzbau is from Japan and Pinhas is French. And the title Kyo Line actually refers to the train they took from downtown Tokyo to their recording studio. The song I'm going to be playing, which is the next one here, is the first track on their second CD from this this new recording, which is a two CD recording. And most of the tracks are actually really super long. So this was the shortest one I could find. And it's actually more than 8 minutes long. It's called Mertston / Heldo Kills Animal Killers. Okay, and then after that, I'm going to be playing another track from our feature. And that will be called The Soaker.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Robin, your host. Okay, next up, we're actually going to be hearing something that's caught my ear. It's 41-minute-long variations based on a theme from SpongeBob SquarePants by the artist Rothkam, and he titled it Opus SpongeBobicum. So he is from around New York on Flux Records, and he used electronic instruments to synthesize the sound of piano, and his goal was to make it sound that sound so much like an actual recorded acoustic instrument. There are two references in the title. One is the obvious SpongeBob SquarePants from the cartoon, and one to the Japanese artist named Sorabji's Opus Clavicembalisticum, which is a 285-minute piano composition. And on the CD here, if I can grab that, it says, okay, this is but the starting point for Opus SpongeBobicum, 40 variations on the secret formula from SpongeBob SquarePants, our beloved yellow friend. These are not new Diabelli variations. They are instead the phonographic record of changes of an absorbent sponge. Opus SpongeBobicum continues the noble tradition of piano music as a form of sitting contemplation, or zazen, full of emotional ritardando, aimless wanderings, unpredictable dynamics, and is squarely aimed against the praxis of pianism as a form of technical spectator sport, as well as the history of piano composition as a formal faceless activity of synthetic unification. So, I'm going to be playing the first five variations from that, followed by another song by our feature, Peggy Lee and Dylan Vanishiff's These Are Our Shoes, and that one is going to be called Bacteria. Hey, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin. So what we just heard was the track called Bacteria from Peggy Lee and Dylan Vandershift's CD, which was actually released like 10 years ago. So that's improv from 10 years ago. Next, I'm going to be playing something by... Oh, okay, here's another name. Zbigniew Karkowski and Daniel Mensch off their CD Unleash. And this is a pretty noisy record released on Alienate Records. And it's part of a two-part release of the debut collaboration between these two artists. Mensch is from Oregon, and Karkowski is Polish, but lives in Tokyo, which I find interesting because I find, like, in general, there's a lot of really avant-garde noise, electronic, whatever, stuff coming out of Japan specifically. So, But yeah, this stuff's pretty heavy. The track names I couldn't find on the CD, but I'm going to be playing the last track on this recording, which is, like I said, the first of the two. And then after that, I'm going to be playing another from our feature, and that one will be called Laces and Holes. Oh, and also, I was going to mention this. Last week, I ran out of time to play the Yoko Ono that I promised I would play. So I will be playing it later on in the show, so keep tuned in.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, next we'll be playing something by Odd Nostum from the CD Pretty Swell Explode. This guy's from Berkeley, and he works with tape collage and other electronic stuff. This album contains covers he's done of other of music from other bands. Also B-sides and remixes, as well as some of his own original songs. It's a two-disc recording. And his music is pretty ambient, but still sort of demands your attention. Pretty good beats. It's pretty good. I'm going to be playing the 9th track off the first CD, and it's a remix of, well, the song's called La Gaia. It's a remix of Alias and Tarsier. And then after that, another track from our feature called Heel Toe.
Thank you. Download this. Every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th, the Vancouver Theatre Sports League present Improv. The internet goes offline and on stage for 90 minutes of hilarity when improv comedians from Vancouver Theatre Sports League take on Facebook, wikis, blogs and iTunes. Improv is on at the New Review stage on Granville Island every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th. Doors are 7:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Looking for great student rates? Don't miss 2-for-1 Wednesdays, or get a group of 10 or more together and save as much as 35% over Ticketmaster rates. For more information, visit www.vtsl.com.
Hey, welcome back to The Rib. So what's going on for the rest of the day? At 5 o'clock, we have news, and at 5:30 is the Career Fast Track with Philip D. And following that, Jolly John Tanner, who's in the station getting ready right now, is with Sun and Night Dreams at 6 o'clock. And at 7:30 is Radio Free Gak with Gary Kay, followed by The Jazz Show at 9 o'clock with Gavin Walker. And Vengeance Is Mine at midnight with Trevor Fielding. Okay, so I did mention that there's, I think, Dylan Vanderschiff is playing at 1067, which is on the 21st of November with Bruce Friedman and Tommy Babin. So Peggy Lee won't be playing that one, but still probably going to be a very good concert. Also, I promised some Yoko Ono, so okay, thought, why don't I just throw it in now? This piece that I'm going to be playing is actually super, super long, so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it's her Cough piece, which was written in 1961, but recorded in 1963 in Tokyo, and it's over half an hour long, but we only have time for about, like, I don't know, we'll play maybe 8 minutes or so. So there's that. And then after that, I will be playing something by Eight Bold Souls from their CD Last Option. And this is another old school, older school record. It was inspired by winter gatherings begun in 1985, in which eight musicians got together to perform new music. This group was formed. So this is another, this is on Drip Audio, or sorry, Thrill Jockey from Chicago. And it's led by composer and readist Edward Wilkerson. The group features, let's see, two woodwinds, trumpet, trombone, cello, tuba, bass, and tap drums. And I'm going to be playing the title track from that CD. But first, Yoko Ono's Cough piece. Yeah. So that's it for the rib for Monday, first Monday of November. Woohoo! I guess I'm just going to say that's it for today and play that one last piece called Last Option by Eight Bold Souls. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be here again next week. See you later. Thank you.